The Sudbury Wolves today offered a sneak peek of the new jerseys the team will sport for their upcoming game on Friday, January 27 against the Windsor Spitfires. The game will rekindle annual tradition, Wolves owner Dario Zulik told Sudbury.com today. He said it was the energy in the air from the last time an Indigenous night was held that made him want to recreate it. I remember early on when I bought the team, we had an Indigenous night on one of the last games of the season. It was so well attended and we weren't even making the playoffs, but I remember there was such energy in the air. At the launch event, held January 24 at the Sudbury Arena, Angela Recollet, E. Nigonzid, CEO, of Skagamik Kwe Health Center in Sudbury, told attendees the jerseys were an example of the many different forms reconciliation can take. Reconciliation comes through education, through sports, through health, and through identity, she said. I know that in the last few years, there have been a lot of truths, in Anishinaabe, Debwewin, truths, where mainstream society might not know how to reconcile them, or what to do. So we're demonstrating by leadership on how we can work together and regain humanity and break down stereotypes and racism amongst all nations. Recollet said Skagamik Kwe are honored to continue working with the Sudbury Wolves organization, and, I'm extremely excited for Friday's game. The jersey redesign was the work of Raven DeBasage, overseen by Skagamik Kwe creative director Melanie Lockhair. For DeBasage, who has had her work showcased around Sudbury, including with Myths and Mirrors Community Arts, told Sudbury.com it was both her love of her culture, and her brother that inspired the new logo. She said she wanted to create an image that both encapsulates the Sudbury Wolves, as well as Indigenous pride and the Indigenous voice. She also wanted to honor her brother, named Mayingun, which means wolf. She thought of her brother, his humility, bravery and honesty, and put that into the image. But though she hopes you will see the flower and the moon surrounding the wolf, DeBasage also hopes you will interpret the design in your own way. I like to keep my creations open-ended, to be interpreted in different ways, depending on the person, she said. Prior to the game, Lockhair and DeBasage will accompany two local Indigenous youth to drop the puck. There will be a limited number of t-shirts with the logo for sale at the game, and the jerseys themselves will be available to purchase through an in-house silent auction during the game, and online. The online auction will end Monday, January 30 at 8 p.m., and a portion of the proceeds will be donated to support Indigenous youth in sports and mental wellness, reads a release from the Wolves. For more information, visit www.sudburywolves.com.